If you have your Bible tonight, turn to Joshua chapter 3. Joshua chapter 3. I was going to look at a few verses tonight and try to preach you what God's gave to me. Amen. The Bible says, "And Joshua rose early in the morning, they removed from Shechem, and came to Jordan. And he and all the children of Israel lodged there before they passed over. And it came to pass after 3 days that the officers went through the host. And they commanded the people, saying, when you see the ark of the covenant of the Lord your God, and the priest, the Levites, bearing it, then ye shall remove from your place and go after it." Verse 11, it said, "Behold, the ark of the covenant of the Lord of all the earth passes over before you in the Jordan." I want to preach tonight, God be my helper just a little bit, on this thought, the abiding presence of God. The abiding presence of God. As we look at this tonight and we see that Joshua, he's come up here, they leave out of Shechem and they go heading for the Jordan. Amen. Now the Jordan is that type of that that we always dread when we're in this world. That Jordan is that thing that we have to cross over to get into the promised land. Amen. Hey, listen, if the Lord tarries, one day we're all going to cross over old chilly Jordan and we're all going to go over and break God into the promised land. I don't know about you, but praise God, I'm looking for the promised land. Now I'm talking about that place called heaven, that place that he's going to prepare for us, those that prepare for that place. And one day in a little while, praise God, we're going to be there with him, because he's promised. He said, "If I go and prepare you a place, I will come and come again and receive you unto myself, that you might be with me where I am." Boy, I appreciate that, don't you? I thank God he made us a promise to take us to be where he is. Praise God. And so we see this, and we see as they leave out of Shechem. Now that's the place, where they would leave out, and it was on the other side, directly across the river from Jericho. Amen. Now when the wilderness journeys ended, and when it comes time for God to do that he's promised to do, ain't it good that God will give you? I thought about this the other night, Brother Junior, how God will give you a straight path where you need to be. Glory be to God. He won't run you around in circles. He won't run around like a bunny dog through a thicket. Praise God. He'll put you on a straight path to get you where he'd have you to be. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. He said, when it comes time for us to finish, praise God, he'll help us to finish well the course he's put us on. I'm glad we have a course, praise God. And the course that we're following tonight is so glorious. It's so spectacular. I said, thank to myself, praise God. Sometimes I just want to pinch myself and say, God, is this really real? Amen. Amen. Yes, praise the Lord. I don't know about you. I'm about beside myself. Praise God. God's been good to us, youngins. He's a helping us. He's a building us. He's a lifting us up, praise God. And when we get to where we can't go, glory God, he's carrying us a while. Amen. 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 Rex talking about, praise God, the things we have to go through. I believe sometimes God just scoops us up in his arms. Amen. He said, "I'll not put on you more than you bear, but with it I'll make a way of escape." And sometimes, praise God, when we can't carry it no more, Brother Lynn, I believe God just comes by on purpose, reaching down with, well, God, him great big godly arms, amen. Praise God's able to hold the whole universe, and glory God, just scoop us up, carry us a while. Amen. Amen. I think what God's been doing, praise God, Brother Junior, he's been carrying us a while. He said, "My children get weary, they're getting worn out, they get fatigued, praise God. I'm just going to pick the church up, glory to God, the body of Christ, and carry it a while." Amen. Amen. Praise God. Take it over a little closer to Jordan. Take it a little closer into Canaan land, praise God. Amen. Where the milk and the honey flows. Amen. God will not leave you out in the wilderness, praise God, to suffer all your life. God will bring you, praise God, where the honey is, where the milk is, praise God. He'll let you ease up under the spout where the glory comes out. Every now and then, just to let you see the marvelous grace and the hand of God is still real. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. That abiding presence of the Lord. I said they lodged there and they began to move out. After 3 days. I remember as another time after 3 days. That something happened. Amen. After 3 days had passed, the Lord our Jesus, praise God, he got up victorious over death and the grave. He rose up victorious, praise God, over all that would hold him down, because it couldn't hold him because he wasn't holding to it. Amen. Because it had no rights to him. The grave had no rights to the Lord Jesus Christ, had no claim to Him, because He was the Lord God. Amen. And we see Joshua, we see him here, praise God, and he's a type of the Lord Jesus Christ, and we see the power that God gave him, the power that he had, the willingness and desire, praise God. He said, be strong and of good courage, praise God. And Joshua was the man that he called, praise God, to lead him into victory. I will say there's another that was strong and of good courage, and his name was Jesus, and he came to lead us into that place, praise God, that God had wanted us to be from the foundation of the world. Amen. Praise God. I was reading over. Look over. I'll read in Deuteronomy chapter 33. Bible says in verse 7, and Moses took the tabernacle and pitched it without the camp. Now I remember something else that took place without the camp. Amen. It was on a hill called Golgotha. Amen. Glory to God. Been there and seen it. Praise the Lord. And from the camp, it called it far off from the camp, it called it the tabernacle of the congregation. Now that literally means the tent of the meeting place. Amen. Glory to God. Why would you call it that? Because that's where God is going to meet with these people. I'm glad we have a meeting place. I'm glad God give us this place on this hill in the age of the National Park. I was telling somebody the other day about this. They said they knew pretty much about this place. I said, well, my church is at the foot of Mount Pisgah. Pray God. God's church at the foot of Mount Pisgah. Amen. Glory be to God. Right in the edge of the National Forest. And there we are. I said, glory to God. It's a glorious place to be. The God Almighty is there. Amen. His presence is real. We see Him all the time. They looked at me like as looking at a sheep was looking at a new gate. I said, you don't believe me. I said, well, preacher, I've been in church all my life and God just don't meet with us that often. See, every now I said, glory be to God, you don't know the God I have. You don't know the God I serve. You don't know the place I serve. You don't know the church I go to. You don't know the people in our congregation. You don't know what God is doing for us, praise God. And we know it, and we realize it, and we praise Him every time we come together, and God's abiding presence is in the place.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah,
glory be to God. He gets wound up. God gets excited, praise God, when He comes in His place. God gets excited when He sees you and me headed for God's house because He knows where we're going.
Amen.
Did you ever think about that? Did you ever think about when you get up, amen, of a morning, Sunday morning, or you work all day on Wednesday, you grab your Bible, you come to church on Sunday evening, and praise God, you with determination. Hello. Now listen to me. With determination, you head down to the house of God. Praise God. You get in that car, praise the Lord, and you turn that switch, and you just pray to God, and it'll fire up, praise the Lord, so you can get down to the house of God one more time. Amen. Glory be to God. When she fires off, and them little old cylinders go to rat-a-tat-tat, and praise God, under that hood, you stick that thing down and drive, and she begins to move one more time. Glory be to God. Hey, something stirs up in your heart. You say, glory to God. But you know what happens? That may excite you. That may give pleasure to your soul. That may give joy all over you. But it don't do nothing for you that it does for God Almighty. Amen. When the Lord of heaven, praise God, seeing you make an attempt to get down to the house of God where He can feed you and love you and help you and motivate you. Amen. Do you realize why Paul said in the last days, days like this, he said, to fail not to assemble yourself together as the custom of some is. He said, now there's some of them done got accustomed to not showing up to meetings. Amen. It's easier to stay at home. I don't know whose lie that is. Amen. I can't stay at home. When that church bell's ringing anymore, praise God, I'm going to be in the house of God somewhere. Amen. If it's not here, it'll be somewhere else. Praise the Lord, because I'm going to be looking for the presence of my God, that abiding presence of heart. And praise God, if I can find a place like this, it's where I'm going to get. Amen. It's where my old fellow said, I just don't understand what you say. I'm saying there's an abiding presence of God at the house of God. If you get to looking for Him, you'll find Him, especially if you come seeking Him early. You know what we need to do? We need to be praying that God will show up before we ever get there. Amen. And we do that by expecting it. We expect the Lord to show up, that His presence will be here. Now the Bible goes on and in Deuteronomy chapter 33. It says, or in Exodus chapter 33, it talks about the tabernacle when they go down there. He said the tabernacle of congregation, and it came to pass that everyone which sought the Lord went out under the tabernacle of congregation, which was without the camp. Amen. He said, everybody that sought the Lord. Amen. If you wanted to see the Lord, you had to go look for Him. You had to go to where He is. Amen. What happens when you come down to the house of God? And I know these people tell me all the time, I go visit, knock on the door, bound church. Well, preacher, I'm a Christian, but I believe I can worship just fine here at home. I said, the devil, I tell him, just before, you know what I tell him anymore? I said, the devil will starve you to death. Amen. The devil will starve you, and he'll discourage you, and he'll beat you, praise God, and there ain't nobody you can turn to but the Lord, praise God. And I want to tell you, it's a whole lot better when there's people there where you worship together, and when God begins to meet with all of us together, praise God, in a unified front, glory be to God, there's power in the unity of God's people.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. When they desired to see the presence of God, amen, they went down to the tabernacle, to the tent of the meeting place, amen, because that's where they knew they could meet with God. Amen. I don't know about you, I come expecting to meet with God, don't you? Anymore, I just expect Him to be here. Amen. And He said, and it came to pass when Moses went out under the tabernacle that all the people rose up and stood every man at the tent, at his tent door. And he looked after Moses till he was gone into the tabernacle. Amen. That man of God would get him out of his tent. He'd head for the tabernacle. And as you say, well, preacher, how did they know? Praise God. He had a set time. Amen. Had a set time. Praise God. He'd go meet with God early in the morning, in the afternoon, praise God, and of the evening, glory to God, he'd meet with God, and God meet with him, and people would line up at their tent door looking for the man of God to go meet with the God of man, praise the Lord, and get some help from the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. I'm glad that's so, ain't you?
Amen.
Amen. That the man of God can meet with the God of man, and he just bless your heart on purpose. Praise God. He looked after Moses who had gone into the tabernacle. And it came to pass as Moses entered into the tabernacle. Watch this. The cloudy pillar descended. Now that's the very presence of God Almighty. Amen. The pillar descended and stood at the door of the tabernacle and the Lord talked with Moses. You ever had a little talk with Jesus? Ever had a little talk with God? Amen. And said all the people saw the cloudy pillar stand at the tabernacle door and all the people rose up and worshiped every man in his tent door. Praise God. Amen. They saw the cloud of God. They saw the presence of God and said when the presence of God showed up, they wasn't afraid to worship. Yeah. Yeah, preacher, they went back there in the tent, hid themselves and said, woo, praise the Lord. Huh? They got back there in the back of the corner of that tent and said, woo, come on, family, gather around here. Said, let's just praise the Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. No, sir. He said, they got in the door of the tent, praise God. They didn't care who was a-looking, who was a-seeing, glory to God. They got in the tent door, gathered a family out there, and they praised God.
Amen.
Amen. Said, thank you, Lord, for your presence. Amen. Glory to God. Well, we ought to just throw the doors and the windows open, just shout the whole community, glory be to God in the highest. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, and the Lord spake unto Moses face to face as a man speaketh unto his friend. But now watch this. There was a young man that was in the tabernacle. He'd been there a while. And said he turned again into the camp. But his servant Joshua, the son of Nun, a young man, departed not out of the tabernacle. Now this is that same Joshua that we're talking about tonight. Amen. He found him a place in the presence of God and he wouldn't leave. I felt like that myself a few times around here. Amen. I felt the presence so real of God in this place. Amen. Now I didn't want to close the meeting. I didn't want to go home. Praise God. You know, preacher, we've got to go take our rest. We've got to get something to eat. Praise God, I was getting fed and rested right here. And God was overfilling me. Praise God. If I'd have got any more, I couldn't have stood it. Amen. But this young man was in the presence of an almighty God. And said, and the Bible says, verse 12, and Moses said unto the Lord, see, thou sayest unto me, bring up this people, and thou hast not let me know whom thou wilt send with me. Yet thou hast said, I know thee by name, and thou hast also found grace in my sight. Now therefore I pray thee, if I have found grace in thy sight, show me now thy way, that I may know thee, that I may find grace in thy sight, and consider that this nation is thy people. And this is what he said, verse 14. He said, my presence shall go with thee, and I will give thee rest. And he said unto him, if thy presence go not with me, carry us not up hence. For wherein shall it be known here that I and thy people have found grace in thy sight? Is it not in that thou goest with us? So shall we, now watch this, so shall we be separated, I and thy people, from all the people that are upon the face of the earth. And the Lord said unto Moses, I will do this thing also that thou hast spoken, for thou hast found grace in my sight, and I know thee by name. Amen. He said, glory be to God. He said, listen, said, I'm going to do what's said. He said, I promise you. He said, wherever you go, wherever I send you, he said, I'll go with you. I want to say the same God that was guiding and leading Moses, the same God that was showing him the way, praise God, is the same God that's there for you and me to show us the way that we need to go. Amen. And that way that He gives us will be a way that will get us closer and closer and closer to God every step we take. Just imagine if you ask God for everything you do from morning to night to get you a little closer to God. Now, we'll pray for a whole lot of things. We'll have a whole lot of things. And it's like we got a list, a wish list that we'll just lay it out there for God for the whole day. But I wonder how many times we get up and say, God, I want the primary deed of the day to be for me to be closer to you than I've ever been. And I want you to continue all day long to get me closer and closer and closer to you. But Rex, you know what happened if we done that on a Wednesday morning and we done that on Wednesday at lunch and Wednesday at break and Wednesday in the afternoon and Wednesday when we ate supper before we come to church? You know what happened when we got down at the house of God on Wednesday night? There wouldn't be no preaching time. They'd be running, chatting. People would try and chase us down. Because we'd be so full, praise God, overflowing, glory to God. We'd be shouting and jumping, praising God. You say, bunch of fools. No, I'd say we'd be worshiping God.
Amen.
We'd be praising for what He's done for us today and what He's going to do even bigger tomorrow.
Yeah.
I don't know about you. I'm looking for greater tomorrows.
Yeah.
Amen. I want God to get close. I want to get closer to Him. Him get close to me. Praise God. I want us to have a relationship. And I want to be in the presence of God. He said, the Lord told him, verse 14, he said, my presence shall go with thee, and I will give thee rest. Amen. God said, my presence will go with thee. Look what happens in this chapter. He goes on down in verse 18. He said, I beseech thee, show me thy glory. Now this is Moses talking to God. Remember, he's in the tabernacle. He's come down in the cloud. And he's there. And God Almighty is talking to Moses. Just picture this. And Moses, and he said, I beseech thee, show me thy glory. And he said, I will make all my goodness pass before thee. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine standing there and God showing you all His goodness? I think we're seeing it. I believe every now and then He's giving us a little peek of all His goodness. Praise God. Well, He can't give us all of it. We couldn't stand it. Our cart, He gives it now to our cartwheels is waddling. Amen. If He gave us much more, praise God, it couldn't stand it. The overloads would break, praise God. We'd have to call Brother Lynn to come fix us. Amen. Heavy repair, I mean. I'm not talking about light stuff. Amen. When God gets, hey, glory. When God gets the load in your car, praise God, till the wheels waddle. Amen. That's not light stuff. That's big stuff. That's heavy stuff. That's loaded down stuff. That stuff, praise God, that has weight to it. Amen. It's not a light thing for the presence of God to be real in our lives. Amen. It's not a light thing. Amen. Brother Kevin, that's big. Hey, amen. Glory to God. God's big. Amen. She likes it. Amen. Glory to God. We ought to get tickled about it too. Amen. Sometimes I get plumb giddy. Amen. I get thinking about how big God is. Praise the Lord. He said, I'll make all my goodness pass before thee, and I will proclaim the name of the Lord before thee, and I will be gracious to them. I will be gracious and to whom I have, will be gracious, and I will show mercy on whom I will show mercy. And he said, thou canst not see my face, for there shall no man see me and live. And the Lord said, behold, there is a place by, ain't you glad there's a place by God? Amen. That place, and that ain't a new place. That place was founded before the foundations of the world. There's a place by God that's always been a place by God.
Amen.
Amen. I just said that to say this. Sometimes I think we think that Jesus, He was the only begotten Son, that He came down here and that's when it all started. I will say, praise God, He had a place of glory beside the Father before the world was created.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. And when God talks about He said, I want to see your glory. What does God the Father say? Only thing He could say. He said, my glory is in a place beside me. Amen. Glory to God. He said, that place beside me is where you'll see the glory of an almighty God. Amen. The only kind of glory me and you'll understand is the glory of a risen Savior. Praise God. Amen. Her mind just barely can get a hold of that. We couldn't get a hold of all the other essence of God that makes Him glorious to the whole universe. Amen. He said, behold, there is a place by me, and thou shalt stand upon a rock. Amen. Firm foundation. Place of safety. He said, there's a place beside me. He said, praise God, that place beside me. And said, there's a rock. He said, I'll stand y'all. That rock is none other than that glory, Lord Jesus Christ, that place of safety. He said, and it shall come to pass, while my glory passeth by, that I will put thee in the cleft of the rock. Amen. Praise the Lord. And I will cover thee with my hand while I pass by. He said, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll show you my glory. He said, there's a place beside me. I'll make you to stand upon a rock. And he said, I'll make a place, praise God, in the cleft of the rock where I can hide you, praise God. And he said, I'll put my hand over you. Amen. And a hand of protection, a hand of love, a hand of caring that I have. He said, praise God, and then I'll go by you and you can see my glory.
Amen.
Glory to God. Brother Rex says all the time, this is his safe place. This is his sanctuary. This is a place of refuge. Amen. This is what it should be. It's a hospital for the sin sick. I don't know why people wait to get better and then try to go down to the doctor to get them some medicine. It must be a man thing. Amen. Well, honey, I get to feel a little better. I'll go to the doctor. That's crazy. Amen. My wife don't do that. She calls Dr. McDay and said, Dr. McDay, you got an appointment? I said, Jeffrey will be there. Amen. I said, thank you, honey. Amen. Not that I didn't want to go. I just didn't want to make the appointment. Amen. Praise the Lord. But he said, glory be God. He said, there's a place you come. There's a place He gives where we can come in. It's a place. It's a sanctuary of the Lord. It's a place where a sin sick can come and be made better.
Amen.
Amen. I don't see why people want to get better. And then Preacher, as soon as I get my life straightened out, I hear that so much. I said, as soon as I get my life straightened out, preacher, I'll come up there and see you. Talked to a fellow the other day, he's been telling me that for 10 years. 10 years. He said, as soon as I get straightened up, as soon as I get called up, he's always got something up. He said, I'll come up there to see you. I just told him that. I said, you're a lying, you ain't going to do it. I did. I said, you're a lying, you ain't coming. I said, you've told me that for 10 years, and you've not been there, and you're not coming. You might as well just quit telling me. Amen. He said, well, I'm going to come up there. I just turned and walked off. Sure he will. Amen. Maybe he might come now just to prove that he is, wasn't telling me a lie. Amen. Praise God. Come before you can get some help. We come in tabernacle, Lord, praise God, attend the congregation so we can get some help. A meeting place where we come not to meet. And this ain't a social club, praise God. It's a place we come to meet with God.
Amen.
Do you realize this is a sanctuary? Amen. A holy place. It is. We ought to treat it that way. Amen. We ought to treat this as a holy place. That's why we don't run around jumping and do foolish things in the house of God. Amen. We reverence this place. He said, but it shall come to pass while my glory pass by. I put thee in the cleft of the rock and will cover thee with my hand while I pass by. And I will take away mine hand and thou shalt see my back parts, but my face shall not be seen. You know what God's telling us? I thought about this today. I sat there and said, I thought, you know what God's telling us? Brother Rex, he's telling us, said, listen, said, what you need to do is just follow me. He said, I'll show you my back parts, praise God. Hey, man, that's what you're supposed to be looking at. You're supposed to be following me. I'm the shepherd, the chief shepherd, the master shepherd. Praise God, if you're a sheep, just follow me. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hey, we ought to just be looking for the back parts of the Savior, glory to God. As He's leading us, praise God, into glory. So we see Joshua, he's down there in Shittim, and the Lord says, hey, Joshua, I praise God, I brought you up for such a time as this. It's time for you to cross over Jordan. Amen. So God gathers them up there on the Jordan. He brings them down to the Jordan. He keeps them there 3 days. Amen. Just like Jesus was 3 days before he went over, before he went up. Amen. Before he come up out of the grave. And he said he got down there and he commanded the people on verse 3 of Joshua chapter 3, saying, when you see the Ark of the Covenant, Lord your God, and the priest, the Levites bearing it, then you shall remove from your place and what? Go after it. Now what is the Ark of the Covenant? What is that? That's a type of the presence of God. Amen? So here we go again. God says, praise God. He said, when you see the Levite and they've got that Ark of the Covenant and they march by you, praise God, He said, you go after it. Amen. You follow. Hey, you know how you're going to keep the presence of God in your life? You're going to have to keep following after it.
Amen.
Amen. We can't quit on God and expect Him to keep blessing us. Amen. When we turn our back on Him and we're not following Him.
Right.
He said, if you love me, keep my commandments. Amen. His commandment said that we're to love Him with all our heart, our mind, our body, our soul, and our strength, praise God. To love Him like He loves us. To reciprocate that love of God one to another, praise the Lord. And so He said, when you see it moving from your, He said, remove from your place and go after it. He said, we need to go after God Almighty. Amen. Verse 11 said, He said, behold, the Ark of the Covenant, the Lord of all the earth passes over before you into Jordan. But before He told them that, He told them in verse 8. He said, and thou shalt command the man of the priest that bear the Ark of the Covenant, saying, when you are come to the brink of the water of Jordan, ye shall stand still in Jordan. Amen. Watch this. And Joshua saith unto the children of Israel, come hither and hear the words of the Lord your God. And Joshua said, hereby ye shall know that the living God is among you. Amen. He said, youngins, He said, gather around. Gather, get close enough where you can hear. I believe it. I can see my mind, Brother Jeff. He climbed up on a big old stump, big old rock. Amen. Maybe on a little knoll. He said, youngins, come around here. Got something I want to tell you. I want to tell you that God promised that His presence is with us. God's here, praise God. We can trust Him. He's fixing to take us over the Jordan, glory be to God. And said, He said, you can make that crossing with a shout. They said, there's so many obstacles. Praise God. Don't know if we can make it. But He said, don't worry about it. God is in our presence.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. If God's in the presence, you'll make it. Praise the Lord. He said, the living God is among you. Amen. And He will not without fail drive out from before you. And He talks about all these nations. He's talking about the opposition. Amen. He said, God is with us. And said, He said He would drive out the opposition. Any opposition, any opposing factors that come up before us, praise God. He said He's going to go before us and He's going to drive them out. Amen. You believe you serve a God tonight and drive out the opposition?
Amen.
Amen. Glory be to God. I believe He'd get rid of it. Take it out of the way, praise God. Amen. You say, how do you know that? Because He's already done a number on the devil.
Yeah.
Amen. Praise God. He's already got victory over the devil. Amen. We just need to claim it tonight. We might have it. Praise God. But He said that the God, the living God, He's among you, and He'll not fail to drive away the opposition. That you say, well, preacher, there's opposition all over the place. Seems like there's opposition in my house. There's opposition in my neighborhood, my community. There's opposition where I work. There's opposition in the world. Seems like opposition's everywhere. But Joshua told him, he said, praise God, that's the same way it is. But glory be to God. There's a living God that's with you, and He'll go with you, and He'll not fail, praise God, to drive out the opposition.
Amen.
Amen. You know what we got to do for God to drive out the opposition? I'm trying to hurry and shut up here. He said to drive out the opposition, to get rid of opposition. We got to get closer to God than we've ever been. Realize we got to get into the presence of God. Stay in the presence of God. Then we won't have to fight the battle so much by ourselves. We've got a God. We've got a living God. The same God that Joshua was following. The same God He said to follow after. Praise God. The same God that told Moses, I'll let you see the glory in the backside of me. He said, just follow me. Praise God. And you'll see the glory. He's nowhere to quit. We just got to keep following God. Amen. Because He's a God that's going to take care of the opposition. He's going to take it out of the way. The opposition, those walls you're talking about, He can tear them down. Amen. Those oppositions, those hard hearts, praise God, He can soften them. Amen. He can take that old stony heart out. God's a God of heart transplants. Amen. He was doing it for Memorial Mission, even knew there was such a thing. Amen. He's been doing heart transplants for thousands of years, praise God. And he told Joshua, he said, praise God, just tell the people to get gathered up here. He said, it's time to cross over Jordan. Amen. He said, it's time, Joshua, Savior. Amen. The Lord's Savior. He said, it's time for you to take these people, my people, a chosen people, over Jordan.
Amen.
And the Bible says they gathered up there. Joshua gave them an encouraging speech. And he lined them up there, and God said, "Boy, I tell you what you do, you march him out there, and when the Levites take the Ark of Covenant, that presence of God, when the presence of God gets to the edge of that stream." Now the Bible said the Jordan at this time of year was overflowing its banks. Amen. Mount Hermon, the snows of Mount Hermon was melting, it's coming down. All the waters and rains from the early spring, pray God, had happened, and the rivers in that time would overflow their banks. So they didn't, but he said they didn't march out in the Jordan River. They marched out into the edges where the water was overflowing. Praise God. I want to say the waters of Jordan, they're overflowing a lot of people's lives. They're sucking them in. They're drowning them in their sin. They're carrying them off into death, into the depths of hell. But I want to say glory be to God. When the feet of God, God's men and God's people, praise God, come into the brink of the waters in the presence of God. There's no Jordan in this world that'll hurt you. Amen. You cross over. I've told you many, many times, as long as we're following the Lord Jesus Christ, that old chilly Jordan don't bother me. Because I'm going to follow Jesus, praise God, and He knows where the stepping stones are. Amen. Praise God. That old water of death, I'm not going to worry about it, Brother Lynn. I don't even believe I'm going to get my feet wet. Amen. Glory be to God. When it comes my time to die, praise God, I believe God's going to carry me right over that thing. Amen. I'm going to be shouting all the way. I heard a story of a fellow the other day. He said he was a a preacher had preached and preached and prayed for this fella, tried to get him saved, and he wouldn't get saved. He said, "Not here, not now, preacher." And he'd go again, and he'd pray with him, encourage him, beg him to be saved. "And not now, preacher." Well, they called him up one time, the preacher, and I said, "You got to come down here to the hospital. Oh, such and such, he's dying. It looks like he's going out of here." That preacher went down there, the one he had begged and pleaded with to get right with God, and he seen he's getting ready to cross over old Chilly Jordan. He should have been that place of comfort, that place of hope, that place of peace, that place of rest. I said, "That old fella, I got to crying and hollering, hey, pull me up in the bed. Pull me up in the bed. My feet's on fire." Amen. But praise God, there's a God of heaven. He said, if we walk with Him, we'll follow with Him. You don't have to worry about the heat and the fire no more. Praise God, we've been given a pass through the Lord Jesus Christ to safety over onto the other side. Praise God. I like that story, Brother Bill. He said, "Now this is the springtime. The waters is overflooding the banks, Brother Larry." And God said, "You tell them priests to take that Ark of the Covenant." He said, "You tell them just to ease over on the edge of those waters that's overflowing and just stand still." Amen. Didn't he tell Moses something like that at the Red Sea? He said, "Just stand still and see the salvation of the Lord."
Amen.
Amen. So we see Joshua, type of Lord Jesus Christ. We see type of that death crossing the river of Jordan, praise God. And he said, "Just ease up there and stand still." And said, "See the salvation of the Lord. Know that the presence of God is real." And the Bible said that those waters stood up in a heap. Amen. They quit flowing down toward the Dead Sea. And the waters that's coming down said they just stood. Can you just see that? All of a sudden they look up or way up in the valley, and all of a sudden those waters start receding back. That water starts running uphill. And it gets down to a certain place and it just starts going up in a heap. Amen? Till every one of them had crossed over dry shod. And then the story tells us they told one person, "We tried to get you a rock, put it up, make a monument up there, praise God." Amen? And then they said when they all crossed over, then those waters went back where they were. Can you imagine those folks in Jericho? Somebody's out plowing the field and they look over and they see all of a sudden that river, the River Jordan's going down just as peacefully, overflowing its banks, but it's a roaring, but it's where it's usually at. And he looks over, he gets to the end of the road and goes to turn his old mule around and stops and looks over and there ain't no water. And he starts following his eye up the valley, and all of a sudden he sees the water and it's just raising up in a heap. He said, "What in the world's going on?" Amen. And then all Israel crosses over. So he's sitting there and said, "I don't have nothing to worry about. This is spring of the year. They ain't gonna get, they may, I'll get this crop in before they get here." Amen. But praise God, he looks up there and there they come, they get across the river. He goes trucking her back to town. He said, "Gee haws, that mule, praise God," he heads the house. He goes and tells him, he said, "Hey, listen, young'uns, you ain't gonna believe this." Did you know all the things that we heard about those kings on the other side has done been booted out? He said, "Well, their gods are coming." Amen. He said, "His presence." He said, "His presence is there." So how do you know? He said, "I saw it."
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. Could you imagine that Israel would ever have any more doubt? They had crossed the Red Sea. They went through the wilderness. Of course, all that generation died out. But then they crossed Jordan. God said, "Well, let me just do it one more time just so there's no doubt who did that." Amen. And He stood her up and they went across the river. They crossed old Chilly Jordan on dry ground. Praise the Lord. Why? Because of God's abiding presence with them. He was right there with them all the time. And see, He's always with us. The same God that was with them is the same God that's with us. The abiding presence of God. Praise God. When the devil comes back, when the devil tries to come down and give you a fit tomorrow, just shut your eyes and say, "Devil, I don't even want to see you, because there's an abiding presence of God and Jesus Christ my Savior right here all around me." Amen. Amen.